Sam's childlike willingness to accept my condition without dwelling on all its implications had a powerful influence on me. His curiosity awakened my own. If my condition could provide an opportunity to communicate so honestly and intimately with my son, what else might it bring? Clearly, to Sam, I was still Dad, just Dad with a wiggly hand. Was it possible that I could look at things the same way? That I was still me, just me plus Parkinson's? Often that spring, I felt like a younger version of myself, like the Chilliwack me, pedaling my bike across the back lawn while dangling a garter snake, consumed once more with the possibilities of today. I found myself doing the strangest and most wonderful things that spring, like sitting at the dining room table, Sam perched on my lap playing with a plastic dinosaur, while a math tutor schooled me in the finer points of the Pythagorean theorem. For so long, I had affected a mock pride at having accomplished great things in life without ever graduating from high school, but in truth, it had always bothered me. After talking this out with Joyce over a few sessions, I realized that if my failure to get a diploma bothered me, if it didn't fit with my idea of who I was today, then I could choose to do something about it. And so, at the tender age of 32, with my son registered to begin kindergarten the next fall, I applied to take the General Equivalency Diploma Test. After a few hours with the tutor, math was the only area where I felt vulnerable, those damn absolutes. Spread out over a couple of weeks, I was ready. In the cafeteria of a lower Manhattan high school, sitting with a group of 200 or so students of all ages, I breezed through the five-part GED exam. I even managed to score 60% in math. I had become one of the more unlikely members of the class of 1994, and as it is for so many others, the summer after graduation was one of the best of my life.